If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thank you, Lucius. Is there another late escape for Argentina? They are down 1-0 in the semifinals of the World Cup to England. 82nd minute now. We'll keep you updated as we listen to some Krusty's Corner with the former Cowboy Scout Broaddus.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I always appreciate you playing that. And, man, these teams are so good at killing time at the end of the game. And the officials are doing their best to, like, get guys up off the ground and try and get things subs in and all that. They realize how important these last 9 minutes of this game is going to be.
And they'll do everything in their power to give Argentina all the extra time
absolutely,
they need.
Absolutely. I mean, Argentina just put in 3 subs. It looks like England's going to go with 2 more subs. I mean, they're trying their best to just have this thing kind of tick down. But, is there some magic? Is there some magic with the Argentine side? We'll see here with, the next 8 minutes and then some stoppage time behind that. Dawson, I will tell you this, though. You talk about number one wide receiver being a late pick. It reminded me of a late pick guy that ended up being a number one
wide receiver.
Nakua? No, Dez Bryant.
Oh, there you go.
He's picked
in the 20s, 24?
24. There you go. Yeah. So I was just kind of
first draft I covered.
Yeah, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, God, there's got to be somebody. And I was like, I think Dez Bryant was picked near down the bottom of the board.
Justin Jefferson was the one that came to my mind.
Justin Jefferson came to your mind?
He was in the 20s.
Why did I think he was like in the 18s?
Jefferson?
Yeah,
because CD went 17.
Right.
And then they thought maybe the Eagles would take him.
And then
they didn't.
A guy from TCU went.
Yeah,
right.
Rager. And then you had the Vikings throwing a freaking party for it.
Oh, my God.
And I think they took him at 22.
Yeah, it was 22 for the Vikings.
22 for sure.
I mean, but hit rate on wide receivers in the 20s.
No, those are cherry picking. I wasn't trying to say, Dawson, you're an idiot. I wasn't doing that. I was celebrating Dez. I was sitting there thinking about if there were receivers, I'm like, God, he might be right. And I'm like, when was Dez picked? And it just made me go back and then with Jefferson, I always thought that Jefferson was picked a lot higher than that.
Well, it's crazy during his draft, he was getting put as like slot only guy.
Yeah.
And so some were like, could he go in the second round? Yeah. And then, I mean, gosh, he way overperformed those expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm flirting with a bold prediction that they won't even average 21 points per game.
Awesome. I love it.
The fact that they don't have the two receivers, I mean, I was just noticing that. I was thinking, what about the weapons and stuff like that? But
I mean, I like Lemon and Stowers, but that quarterback seems to be everything's going downhill for him. They don't believe in him there. They got a new staff. At least the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, at some point you got to protect a guy's body, you know, and he runs until he turns about 28 or 29. And then it's time to be like, well, let's be realistic about what you're capable of carrying.
Yeah.
And how this is going to make your back and your knees hurt.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking as well, Dawson was talking about Shoddy as a coach. It just kind of made me pivot and think about something a little bit different here. Should Shoddy... And Dawson, you brought up giving up picks and trying to get things done, say, this year. Should Shoddy walk in there and start demanding?
Goal! Equalizer! Argentina! 1-1, no doubt about it.
Dude, they are just living in this 85th minute area.
My television's slower than your television.
Yeah, I think this one's 20 seconds behind.
I think that was that Enzo? Is that how you say that guy's name? Fernandez?
Yeah.
What a strike. Top of the box.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
Pickford had been pretty good.
Messi with the assist.
No offside, huh?
Yeah, no offsides. No
That's
flag
an upset.
Up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Wow. That's an upset, dude.
No need to go to VAR on this one. No. Unless there might have been a foul 30 seconds ago that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Some of these things.
Hey, well, this is exciting, huh?
This would go
Dawson's
against.
Dawson's going to do play-by-play here for us in the last.
Well, it was a corner.
It's a great, great shot. I mean, unbelievable. I thought Pickford was going to make some type of mistake in this game because he likes to wander around.
Mm.
You know, he goes a little too far up the field. And I was wondering, I think, oh, he's going to get caught out in there. But
just a great shot. Messi with the assist.
Just a great shot.
You're corner played right. Short. They went back to Messi. He dribbled to the top of the box and found Fernandez, who absolutely ripped it.
Yeah, and how about the way that England's defense, as soon as Messi had that ball right at the top, you mentioned Dawson, the 18 box. Look at them just converge. They try, and now that gives just the opportunity. They're just too late getting out.
Great layout by the goaltender, though. Yeah.
Now all the doubt in England's history is creeping back in.
There's no question.
My goodness.
If this thing goes to extra time, the history is totally against them.
Big
here,
time.
Right? Did Jared Sandler just break something in his house?
Yeah. Well, I think he's more worried about having to do all the damage control he's up against right now.
Oh, I bet those Argentina fans feel almost as good as Rangers fans felt when Seager hit that home run.
Yeah, or Dolly.
Can you imagine? These
intoxicating.
All these fans crazy. Getting to see it in real time.
I freaking hate you.
But I'm sorry. Dawson, don't act like that you were not going to beat you.
He knew. Oh,
he knew.
That was an apple to apples
comparison.
I'm just
telling you. Wolchuk, I saw the smirk on his face.
I should take you to the Championship World Cup match.
No, Brian, we're fine.
We should show up in New York and we'll have some fun.
that would be sick.
That would be cool.
But I asked this, Dawson, when you said that, though, shouldn't Schottenheimer ask for to go all out in this thing? Shouldn't he go out and you talk about give up picks and go?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, he's on a little bit of a run with how they did things in the offseason, with the additions that they made, some of the signings that they made. But shouldn't he kind of push on here and try and say, listen, I'm out here talking Super Bowl because you guys want me to talk Super Bowl. But if you really want me to get to the Super Bowl, I'm going to need you to move some of these picks. And I say this in a way of like, because if it does.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it work? If it turns into another 7-10 kind of season or something like that,
yeah.
How much longer is Brian Schottenheimer going to be here? Where we are right now? I mean, everybody likes Brian Schottenheimer. We all think offensively. Oh yeah, this
great
guy,
dude.
Great dude. Let this thing go 7-10 again.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it's like, well. You know, I was talking Super Bowl and all that. That next year might be a little bit different in the offseason. You know, find a way to win. So if I'm Brian Schottenheimer, I'm kind of going hammer down on this.
We need a statement season. You know, I don't want to blow these picks out for guys on expiring contracts that we're not going to keep.
But I'm talking if you could get Brooks at Miami, or you could go and maybe you identify a couple other players that, but. I'm all about if you're out there, if I'm going to put my neck on the line, Mick Jagger not looking too happy right now for his English.
Argentine fans are going insane.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, to me, if I'm a Schottenheimer, I am pushing for this because I don't want to sit there and like, okay, I'm putting my neck out there. And I'm telling everybody, oh yeah, we got a Super Bowl team here.
Yeah.
And do I believe it? Yeah, sure. I believe it even more if you go out and help me get a couple more guys out of this thing. Yeah, we're throwing around another third round pick, you know? Why can't we throw another second round pick? Hey, why don't you let me sign a guy here? You know, why don't you let me sign another player or something like that?
And the Cowboys have looked at drafting players as their lifeblood and as their main way of building for a long time. I think one of Schottenheimer's things that we're hoping that he does is just sort of redefine what the Joneses, what a championship approach looks like. Yeah. And he's already done that in multiple ways. But yeah, I think that's an interesting point and a terrifying point, Brian, because if Shoddy would get blown out and you go back into the coaching search led by the Joneses and now Shoddy is out of the picture, I would be really concerned that the next coaches they get would be more of, you know, what we saw in the early 2000s or a Mike McCarthy retread than a guy who's really got his finger on the pulse.
You need, you really do need Brian Schottenheimer to succeed here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really do. I mean,
even before Christian Parker was here, he was already going out and getting a Kenny Clark and a Quinnen Williams,
right?
Because he knows interior defensive linemen are more important than they've been in previous eras.
Yeah,
the Joneses would still be living in the 20-teens. Like, let's get a bunch of guys who can rush the quarterback. Shoddy, even before Christian Parker knew, we need gap and a half defensive monsters in there that have the size and the strength to gap and a half to free up our next two levels. Like, sure, Christian Parker's defense is here, but the reason Christian Parker is here is because Shoddy knew that. You know, we have to stop the run with six dudes.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, then everything's going to be chaotic on the back end. These offenses are too good.
Right. I think this is a great opportunity. I think this is a great opportunity for Brian Schottenheimer to walk in there and do that.
Is it fair if
off the woodwork? Oh, that was almost a winner. 92nd minute from Argentina. He just missed.
I mean they're putting the pressure on, and Messi just kind of feels like he's about to do something special here.
There
bam,
it is.
There it is. Yep.
A header.
Oh, my
what a gorgeous ball in from Messi.
Messi with the right-footed cross to Martinez, who just came on as a sub 5 minutes ago. Argentina now leads 2-1. We opened this segment asking, is there magic left in the tank? And damn right there is.
Yeah, well, this team all tournament long, as it, you know, it's been that way. Boy, what a header that was.
What a pass.
Oh, my gosh. Just such quality with that Argentine team. And once they figured out, once you gave them that first goal, that second goal was just inevitable.
Well, and you could just see the face of England.
Yeah.
And Pickford's immediately like, hey, lock in, mental. Yeah. But the fans, the play, like you can just feel it. That's where, in a moment like this, England has come up short as a country in the World Cup and even in the Euros. And Argentina is like, all right, we've lived by this. We've advanced every round, basically, it feels like, in the World Cup, doing this, playing with danger.
So shot goes off the right post.
Yeah.
Messi tracks it down on the right wing, drives and crosses it. It goes over three English defenders' heads, short of another English defender's head. Like, that was a 4-on-1 inside the box. He dropped it perfectly on that dude's head.
Incredible pass.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous ball. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
I want to just read the text from 8 minutes ago where we have someone in the 972 saying,
English side?
Looks like Pele is the GOAT. Just 9 minutes ago on the text line.
Yeah. Two assists from Messi.
He's special. Yeah. He really is.
And now he gets another chance to score a goal, which would give him the boot.
Gosh.
Early
I guess
tied.
The one thing, like, let's say, just from the Cowboys front office side, because you can kind of take a page out of our Rangers conversation. Like, you got to go earn it right at the deadline. And the NFL trade deadline every single year now has seemed to become more and more active. If you're the front office for Dallas, it's like, we're with you.
Yeah.
Go out there and have a good first half, and then we'll get you. We'll go and be aggressive, and we'll try to get you Jordan Brooks. We'll try to get you Crosby. But you just show it to us that this thing's looking in the direction that we need it to
be. Okay.
Yeah, and I'd still say, like, could you still get me a Bobby Wagner? Could you still get me a Von Miller before the season? Just a little something here?
If I'm out there talking Super Bowl and things like that, you know, I'm the one putting it on the line. Okay, try and help me this way.
Yeah.
Try and help me this way with it. If you want to, if you could, can you bring me one more? Can you bring me another one? Can you, like Dawson said, can I use the second round pick? Can I use the third round pick? Can you just go get me one more or two more? I think that's really kind of where I'm at right there. So it just made me think. So appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
9 minutes of soccer there. Krusty's Corner with some action here at
the drama
World Cup.
This thing could be final by the time we return. There is 4.5 minutes of stoppage time remaining, maybe a little bit more
because
you had the goal celebration.
Jude Bellingham continue his greatness.
He has not had, I don't think he's had a shot in this game, to be honest with you, boys. So,
Let's throw in the bag, though, Wolchuk. What do you say?
All right, let's do it. Hit the mix bag. How Clay Thompson helped out this sitcom star. And is this school Schmuck of the Week? That's next.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.